Good evening, my friends. This is executive consultant Jay Emma from New York, and I'm really excited to spend some time here with my Ambit family. And we're all anticipating and looking forward to Ambition, whether it's virtual for some of us or Dallas, Texas for some others. It's going to be a great event. We're going to have some announcements, some promotions, and most importantly, just feel the momentum and the camaraderie that has been a little bit lacking because of COVID. Now things are opening up. Meetings are happening all around the country. We've got so much to be excited about in our own businesses and what we want to accomplish. What I wanted to talk a little bit about was just something that's very individual for each of us, and it really is. It's the definition of greatness. I think each one of us has a desire to be great. But it means something different to each and every one of us. And sometimes we try to pursue something that's in front of us, and it might not look like greatness to someone else, but it's greatness to you. And I think the important thing is that we just identify what does greatness mean to us. So much of our greatness has to do with our own internal dialogue. What do we want to accomplish? And a lot of times we measure ourselves by what other people think we should accomplish. We measure ourselves based on what others have accomplished. And really, for some of us, simply by getting on this call, that might be the greatest accomplishment you had this week. And you know, Kirk Horan, national consultant Kirk Horan, posted something recently that was pretty inspiring to me. And it was the concept of what he shared was just the fact that you don't know what other people are going through, and we need to really be slow to judge others and just recognize that we all have our own individual walks. Every one of us got started in this business, and we're pursuing goals in our business for different reasons. And some of you who are just getting started, maybe you have free energy, and maybe that's as far as you'll ever go in this business, is you have free energy. And that's greatness to you. And nobody should ever judge you for accomplishing. That's an incredible accomplishment. And if that's greatness to you, that's great. So I think the important thing is we all identify what greatness is for us. And because one of the things that happens is we talk to ourselves and we tell ourselves that we're great, or we're not great, or we could do better, and we should do better, and all these things. But a lot of times we're measuring ourselves based on what other people want from us. So, you know, I guess I just want to ask the first question is, what does greatness mean to you? And I want to bring it a little bit closer to home and say two things. What does greatness mean to you in a year or two or five? I want you to just take a minute and just think about that vision for a second. And think about how your Ambit Energy business can help you accomplish that definition of greatness. Now, what I want to talk about there is that there's a difference between having success and being successful. And there's so much more joy in being successful, in enjoying the journey that is unique and specific to each and every one of us. So when you have that vision of where you want to be in a year or two, 5 years down the road, right? If you're on track for that and you feel good about yourself for the day, that's great. Well, what do you have to do today to accomplish that? What do you have to do? Now, there might be somebody who says, well, I just need to get on this conference call. This is a big, just getting on this call is a huge accomplishment for the week. And you know what? None of us should judge that. And for some, it's showing 10 presentations and signing up some customers and helping new people in our organizations trigger their bonuses and get new people registered and signed up for Ambition. But either way, it doesn't matter, because what matters is we have to look ourselves in the mirror and say, what do we want to accomplish with our business and our lives? Do we feel good about ourselves? And see, if the more, I think the happier we are with our own goals and our own dreams and our own pursuits and our own definition of greatness, I think it enables us to embrace everyone where they are. And I think when we do that, we build better relationships and people tend to grow and prosper and go beyond where they want to be anyway. So it all has to do with letting people be the best who they can be. And so I hope this is an encouraging message that we all need to hear, right? So it has to do with identifying for ourselves, what do we need to do, right? I have a little challenge I'm going to ask everyone to do at the end. It's a small, simple challenge, but just bear with me here for a few minutes because we know what to do. I could talk about most of us. If you're new, the way we build our business is we gather a handful of loyal customers and we help others do the same. Somehow, you gather some customers, and then somehow you share this opportunity and find people that are ready to do the same thing, and they get started, and they're going to gather some customers, and some will help others do the same, and you're going to continue to do that. The number of times you do that, how often you do that, how regularly and consistently you do that, that's up to you. You know, that's really up to you, and that's a lot to do with how you define greatness in your own mind, how you define success. How do you speak to yourself about your future? How do you believe? There's really a couple of components. There's probably four. You know, do you have faith in yourself, in Ambit, in others? Are you willing to work hard for what you want? Are you willing to be consistent? The reason why you need to be consistent is because there's a difference between having success and being successful. And if you want to be successful, you need to be consistent because that's really you operating out of the identity of who you are versus just trying to accomplish a specific goal and check something off of a list. It becomes a lot more joyful, a lot more fun. It's easier. Your goals happen automatically if you become the person you need to become to accomplish your goals versus just thinking, I want to be at XYZ level. I just want to accomplish this. Yes, you need those goals. But more importantly, the consistency allows you to be who you need to be and then to have what you want to have, right? There's an old saying, it says that we build habits and then our habits build us. So that's what consistency does. So the four things I would say is you have faith, and you're really going to have faith in yourself. You got to have faith in Ambit. You got to have faith in others, that other people can build it. You want to work hard, but working hard is a personal decision, and it's defined differently by each of us. Some people, it's getting one customer this week. Some, it's doing a lot more than that. But nobody can judge anybody else. We all have our own individual lives and goals and capabilities. So we need to encourage everyone to be the best that we can be, and we have to encourage others and accept and embrace and love them for where they are. It's really important. The third thing is be consistent, because it's more important to have success. It's more important to be successful than it is to have success. So there's a difference between those two things. So you want to just be consistent. And then have fun. Have fun because think of ways to enjoy. If you're not enjoying the journey, you're doing it wrong. You're not doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for your family. You're not doing it to honor God. You're not doing it for all of the good reasons that you specifically want. What's happened is, and it happens to all of us, is we fall into this pessimistic resignation. It's sort of like an obligatory thing. Oh, we've got to do this. Anytime we say, oh, I have to, or I've got to, and think about your emotions when you're making a decision to do something. Instead of, oh, I've got to, oh, this is great, I need to, I'm excited to, versus I've got to, oh, I've got to get on this call. Oh, I've got to go to this meeting, or I've got to reach out and get a customer. The emotion and the sentiment that you lean towards that task with tells you something. That tells you that you're not motivated properly, which means you're not in touch with who you really are and what you want to be. And that's what we need to encourage all of us to do, is be very specific in what we individually want, because we know what to do. I'm going to go back to that statement again. We all know what to do. We gather a handful of loyal customers and we help others do the same. That's how simple our business is. So Nothing's new under the sun. Gather a couple of customers, help others do the same. Now, some people, if you want to gather a lot of customers and help a lot of people do the same, and then you teach them to, all of a sudden, the degree to which you duplicate that and the degree to which you are consistently, passionately doing that, the quality and the quantity you put into those two ingredients, it's going to determine where you are in the business. And but that's all determined by the dialogue that you speak to yourself. And what do you, how do you define greatness? And what's important to you? Why is it important to you? And we're all in this business for different reasons. And we, the business has given so many people exactly what they want. But what are some things, maybe if this is a minute right now, can you take a minute right now and think, what is it that you want to accomplish in the next year or two or three or five? What is it that you really, really, really need, really want bad, where you're excited, like your dreams are, it animates you. It makes you, makes your heart go pitter-patter. What is it that you want? Now, if you're like me and like, you have to revisit these things, because most of us have some, to a certain extent, there's a very, it's easy to say that you're in touch with those things, but in a lot of cases, we're not. And so I would just encourage everyone to just sort of think right now, what do you want in a year or two? And have the courage to be honest. I'm going to give you permission right now to be honest with whatever it is. It might be a very small goal that you'd be embarrassed to tell someone else. Look, you know, it's not a massive goal, or it's not something that somebody else would appreciate, but I'm going to give you permission, because if you do what you want, you're going to do something. And if you don't, you're going to pretend that you're doing what somebody else expects you to do, and you're not going to do it. And I know I'm speaking to a percentage of people. There's some people listening to my voice right now, whether it's live right now or it's recording. And somebody's going to get inspired by specifically having permission to be okay with what they want to do. What do you want to do with the business? What's important to you? Where do you see yourself? And so there's a saying in psychology that says that your behavior today is based on the consistent visualization of your future self. Where you see yourself tomorrow determines what you do today. It's just the way it is. So if you don't see yourself leading a large group of people and having more success than you have right now in Ambit Energy, then you're not putting people in. You're not talking to people. You're not excited about growing your business, because you don't see yourself any farther along, right? It automatically happens, though, once you see yourself in that capacity. So what is it that you want? Do you want more money? Do you want more time? Do you want more freedom? Do you want to be an encouragement to a lot more people? Write it down and get very specific about it, and try to figure out how to identify how it's unique to you, because everyone's got something specific that motivates them, and it might be slightly different. Remember, you know, it's not a lot. We know what to do. We know we have to gather a handful of customers and help others do the same. So how do we do that more often? How do we become more effective? How do we find those people that are going to do the same thing in our organization? And how do we duplicate that? It's pretty simple. The way we start is be very real with what we can do, what we want to do. And instead of saying that I'm going to show this business plan to 10 people, I'm going to show the opportunity to 10 people tomorrow. And what happens is you don't show 10 people in a month. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Be very realistic about what you want. And that's the one thing I'm going to ask you here. I'm going to go back to it again, but I'm just going to ask it. Everyone, make a decision, even if it's small, right now. So whatever that decision is, I'm going to ask everybody who's listening to my voice, whether it's live right now or recording, Can I challenge all of us to make one small decision or a big decision, doesn't matter, but one specific decision? It might be, I'm getting a customer tomorrow. It might be, I'm showing the plan. I'm driving to someone's house and dropping a magazine off. It might be, I'm registering for Virtual Ambition. It might be, I'm registered for Virtual Ambition, but you know what? I'm going to Dallas now. I made a decision. I changed my mind. I'm going to go to Dallas. It might be that you are going to call someone on your team and just encourage them to come to Dallas with you, or to go to, so, or you might send, I'm going to send 10 text messages tomorrow. It's, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to ask that everybody just does one thing. Make a decision. Make it very clear, specific, intentional decision, and write it down, something that's important to you that you didn't have in your calendar prior, okay? I don't have the ability to see people raise their hand right now. I don't have the ability to for people to give me a thumbs up or say I'm doing it or whatever. But I'm hoping everyone, I'm just hoping that my Ambit family, my friends, whether we know each other or not, we're Ambit family, and we will know each other soon. So I'm hoping every single person who hears my voice, whether it's right now, live, or whether it's recorded and you're listening to this recording, would you just take a minute, write down, what are you going to do? Make a decision. It can be small. It can be simple. It can be specific to you that you're going to do for your business to move it in the direction that you'd like. What do you want to do? Make that decision and do it right now. Tony Robbins, the great motivational guru, says that you should never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something towards its attainment. Never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something towards its attainment. So make a decision, do it. Now, I'm going to ask you to follow through. I'm going to ask you to, it's easy to follow through when it's your goal, when it's something very specific and clear and realistic. Don't try to make me happy or your upline happy or your, don't try to impress anyone. This is not about that. We're all on this call because we have dreams and goals. We also have lives outside of Ambit Energy. There's people on this call with health issues. There's people with family issues and relationship issues and friend, there's financial issues, and there's lots of things that we deal with outside of Ambit Energy. And for us to ignore that would be ridiculous, right? In a perfect world, we'd bring 10 people in tomorrow, and they'd bring 10 people in, and we'd all have a million people in our organization in 6 months or 9 months, right? But it doesn't work like that in most cases, okay? And the reason why is because we all have unique and individual goals. But the reason why things sometimes don't happen at all is because we're in denial and we're not clear on specifically what we want to do. So if we're just simply going to say, you know what, this week, all I'm going to do is commit to getting on the call next week, but I'm going to get on the call 5 minutes earlier, or I'm going to call one person to get on the call. Here's what happens. When you're honest and truthful with yourself, Brian McClure has taught this over and over again, and it's just when you take these lessons to the highest critical level, it's powerful. Being very intentional, being very present. So you can give yourself a simple task that would make you feel like you've actually accomplished what you said you were going to accomplish. And it could be as simple as, next week I'm going to get on the call. The only thing I'm doing this week is I'm making a commitment that next Sunday I'm going to be on the call, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to dial in 5 minutes earlier. Now here's how, what you do is you put it in your calendar, you set a reminder, and whatever's happening in your life at that time, you just put it aside and you get on that call. And all of a sudden you start your pride, you start having confidence in yourself, you start believing in yourself. Maybe the following week you do that plus you speak to somebody. But I'm not going to talk about the following week because you can only handle today. And as Tony Robbins says, you never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something towards its attainment. So there's something very powerful in terms of momentum, in terms of accomplishing things. There's something really powerful about doing something small, something specific, and something that you say you're going to do and you do it. So if it's just saying that I'm going to be here next week, that's great. If it's I'm going to reach out, I'm going to get a customer tomorrow, great. I'm going to show the plan tomorrow, great. Now there are objective baselines that do produce success in our business. We could talk about that. You know, there's a lot to talk about there. You know, I would say if you really want to build momentum and grow your business and you know, like eventually you want to get into the place where you're showing this opportunity at least two or three times a week, because it's like anything else. You're not going to go to the gym and make major improvements working out once every 2 weeks. It's certainly better than nothing, and it's great. But once you start doing anything three times a week, you start to get better at it. You start to believe in yourself. You start to feel confident that you're, because you've told yourself you're going to do it, and then you're doing it. And you're also putting the numbers in place where it allows you to reach a few people a month that are going to build the business. And all of a sudden, you start seeing things move in a different way. Right, so we do know there are certain baselines of activity that are going to produce that the threshold of accomplishment becomes a lot greater, right? But I'm talking about your own individual authenticity and being consistent with what you know you're going to do. So if you didn't do anything last week, and maybe it's just set a specific goal that's simple. And maybe it's just I'm going to make 3 phone calls, or I'm going to make 5 phone calls. And then it's not just I'm going to do that, right? Because it's make a decision, then you follow through on it. Then you put something in your calendar, and you follow through on it. If it's your goal, and I can't set that goal for you, your upline can't set that goal for you, Brian McClure can't set that goal, Daryl Starkweather can't set that goal for you, you need to set that goal for yourself. And you have the ability to do it, right? So when I think about the 4 ingredients that I just shared about, you know, having faith, your faith in ambient energy, your faith in yourself, your faith in others, that's going to enable you to put some effort in. And so your hard work is different. The work, the effort, the movement, you start doing something positive, moving in the direction of your goals. And by doing that, it's going to be personal to each and every one of us what that means. So you have to say, well, where do I want to be in a year, 2, 3, 5? Where do I want to be? But what does it mean for me right now? What am I going to do this today, tomorrow? What am I going to do? What am I going to do this week? And it has to be something that's real, because if it's not, you're just not going to do almost anything. And I've seen it over and over again. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in people in lots of different businesses that I've observed. And for many years, I've made these observations. And I think it should resonate as true for all of us, right? When it's not our goal and we just nod our head and we're playing, you know, sort of like autopilot, we're not really in touch with what we want. So my challenge is for everyone to make a decision, make a clear decision what you want, even if it's small, okay? Something positive, something that you can identify that's specific. And then I want you to follow through on it. Put a date in the calendar. And what I mean, I'm asking if everyone could do that right now. Can you just write it down? Do you have a pen? Can you get a pen? Can you write that down somewhere in your calendar? If you can't do it on your phone right now because you're talking on your phone and your phone is occupied right now, maybe write it down on a piece of paper and then convert it to your phone. Or you can put this on speakerphone right now and you can put it in your phone. Tomorrow I'm going to text 3 people. Maybe that's not monumental for some other people, but that might be monumental for you. And we need to all celebrate any kind of success, any kind of motion, any kind of positive action in the direction that people want to go. Because for some people, that's going to be an absolute, like, groundbreaking effort. For just to send 3 text messages to friends saying, I'm working on a business project and I Would love to run it past you. I'm trying to network with some good people. I'd love to show you what I'm doing. Right? Just to have that kind of conversation with someone, maybe once this week, would be for some monumental. But for some of you, maybe you've shown the plan a couple of once or twice or three times in the last week or two, and maybe you need to blitz. Maybe you need to really make some things happen. That's up to you. But whatever it is, make sure it's your goal and make sure that you do it. Make a decision and follow through. Put it in the calendar and do it. So maybe you want to show 5 people this week or 7 people this week. Well, break it down. Get realistic. Well, how do you show 7 people the plan? Now, you don't just say, I'm going to show 7 people the plan. You put 35 people on a list. You get in touch with 20 of them. You schedule 12, 13 presentations. Some people no-show. Some people reschedule, and you have your 7 plans. Okay? That's how you do it. You have to know the numbers. You have to know how you're going to accomplish what you're going to accomplish. And if you need help with some of that, the goal setting, the planning, that's when you talk to the leaders. That's when you go upline to your upline leader and you say, can you help me? I've got some ideas. I've got some thoughts. I'm excited. I have some goals for myself. Can you help me accomplish them? Can you help me be accountable to you? Can you help me make sure I'm looking at this properly? Because remember, your upline has the most to gain and the most to lose in terms of your success. So you should be cultivating multiple relationships with your upline. And that's really important to do. And please, don't take for granted the fact that we're a family. And this is a beautiful opportunity to spend time getting closer to people that are going to pat you on the back and encourage you and try to help you grow your business and grow your life. That's the beauty of what we do. It's very unusual in the professional space. A lot of people are competing all the time or tearing people down or just being indifferent, ignoring people. No, we don't ignore people. We care about people because we build people and then they build the business. And the way you build people in Ambit Energy is you care enough about them to listen to them. You care about them enough that if they don't have goals that match your goals, if you want them to grow and do massive things this week or this month and they're not ready, do you still love them? Do you do what Kirk Horan does? And even when people are inactive, he stays in touch with them because he has a relationship with them, not based on what they do in Ambit Energy, but he cares about them as a person. You wonder why he's a national consultant? Because those are some of the things that Kirk Horan does, and many of the leaders. Because people, we build people, and then people build the business. They're going to do it in their own pace. There's some people right now that you have in your business or people that you have in your sphere of influence that they're going to be perhaps one of the most successful, productive leaders in Ambit Energy. But they're not in that zone yet. And if you look at them wrong, you're going to sort of put them in a category and not think that that's going to happen. It shouldn't be on your mind to try to cultivate that, but just know that by building relationships and caring about people in general, it produces the opportunity for people to incubate. This is why we don't push people. We don't judge. What we do is we love people. We serve them and give them the courage and the permission to pursue the goals that are important for them. You can't change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction. And I hope tonight all of us can change the direction of perhaps going through the motions, maybe not being as in touch with what's important to us, finding out really, really what's important to us and how we're going to build our team, build our life. What do we want our business to look like? It's going to be a reflection of us to a certain extent, to a large extent. We influence that. And, we have the opportunity to, the more we grow ourselves, the more we put good things in, the more we're reading good material, we're spending time with good people, we're listening to good audio that, like, we're listening to stories of successful people, triumphant stories, people that overcomers. And the more we do that, the better off we are. There's an old poem that I love that says, I have two natures within my breast. One is cursed and one is blessed. One I love and one I hate. The one I feed will dominate. I'll say it again. I love it. I have two natures within my breast. One is cursed and one is blessed. One I love and one I hate. The one I feed will dominate. So what are you feeding? Are you feeding that part of you that wants to be great? You know, when I started this conversation here, we were talking about greatness. What does it mean to you? Greatness starts with a step in the right direction, one foot in front of the other. If you make a decision to point that foot in a certain direction, that's greatness, because it's going to be pointed in the direction that you've defined as greatness. And it could be small and simple, but all of a sudden you make that little step. This week you just made one phone call. Next week you made two phone calls. The following week you made two phone calls, and you found a friend to come to Ambition to Dallas with you. And all of a sudden you start building, and you're standing up stronger and prouder and taller and more excited, and you're building momentum, and you look down the road, and all of a sudden you've created a massive business. And you really didn't do anything monumental, but what you did was something small every day. You tried to push it forward. And when you fall down, you get back up. You dust yourself off and you start all over again. And that's why we get together, so we can encourage each other. We can, when we're discouraged, we can see that other people have gone through the same challenges. So let me encourage everyone to be the best that you can be today. And let's just try to wear love on our sleeves so that we can encourage others to be the best that they can be, whatever that may be, however it's defined for that person. Because we tend to judge others by their actions, and we judge ourselves by our intentions. And it's time we flip it a little bit and we start to say, we're not going to judge anyone. We're going to make a decision. We're going to follow through on that small decision, and we're going to encourage everyone else to be the best that they can be. And we're going to have fun. We're going to have faith. We're going to work hard. We're going to be consistent, and we're going to have fun. And as a family, we have the most beautiful opportunity in the world to lock arms with like-minded people that are going to encourage you to and help you and walk alongside you to reach the next plateau of your life. And if it takes a year to do something that someone else did in a week, it doesn't matter. The question is, are you happy with it? Are you happy with the footsteps you're making right now? Are you happy with making those small decisions that are pointing you in the direction of tomorrow? That's the only thing that matters. And if you aren't, right now is that opportunity. We know what to do. We build habits, and then those habits build us. Well, what habits are you going to build for yourself right now? You're the one who needs to make that decision. I want to be one of many people to encourage you to follow through on that decision. I love this business. I love my friends in this business, my family. This is a calling for me, like it is for so many of us. And I just hope that more of us can do more towards what we want, and we can encourage other people to find their unique voice and to define greatness and live in that greatness as they've defined it for themselves. And that's really my message for today. And I, you know, appreciate the opportunity. I thank you, Brian, for asking me to share here tonight. And I hope this was encouraging and inspiring. And I hope we as an Ambit family can move to greater heights in every way that we can measure greater heights together. And so I'm going to unmute the line so we can all say goodnight. And love you guys. And I'm about to unmute.